We're on. Why don't you intro occasionally?
Hello. Welcome to the Free Frighten Podcast.
Is that what I sound like to you?
No, this is my intro.
Oh, this is your intro. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is the Free Brightness Podcast.
The one that lasts. It's not so fast. It's kind of slow on the low. Make that mind grow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Jesus. And everybody just hung up.
All right.
So, no, don't do that. How dare you do a fat boy 80s.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't love the fat boys?
Boys. Yeah. You can't do the fat boys now. Now it's the svelte boys or the, body challenge boys.
It's gotta be, it's not the cookie monster, it's the veggie monster.
That's right. The vegan silken tofu monster.
The fat boys, the keto boys.
The keto boys.
Yo, what up? Check me out, my new Quest bar.
That's right. The Keto Boys, that's a great boy band.
That really is a great boy band. The Keto Boys. This is a new hit single, The Ketones.
It sounds like Japanese, because isn't Keto, Keto's in South America. That's Chile?
Kyoto.
No, Kyoto's in Japan. Yeah. Keto is, I believe, in South America.
Perhaps.
That's a city.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't have a map in front of me. I couldn't tell you.
I think I'm pretty good with that. I'm going to check later. Okay. Hey, everybody out there. Did I get that right? I think I did.
I posted a joke, I tweeted something to Bill Clinton and he replied.
No.
Yeah.
His clone replied?
Yeah, his clone replied.
Unbelievable.
And his Twitter account says Hillary's husband. And, the joke I wrote, you might like this. I wrote this joke, about how I was laughing that when I was like between 10 and 18 years old, Bill Clinton was the president, and when he was impeached, I was curious why everybody was so upset if he didn't act technically break the law, like he didn't, you know, murder somebody like in front of somebody with evidence. It was like a lie he told about it. So he perjured in front of Congress was the law he broke. And everybody I asked, bipartisan Americans, said, well, he lied to the American people. I mean, that's horrible. Don't you see how he broke our trust? Don't you understand? He lied to the American people. Oh my God. And it was like, I'm not kidding. Republicans, Democrats, like they had this visceral reaction. My mom had a real reaction to the idea of somebody she voted for not being that authentic, you know? And then I was thinking about it. All right. Well, that's crazy. And I laughed about it. Right. So I posted a little thing with an emoji laugh about it because it's not about the politics of like specific people now. It's just everybody lies. And everybody's been lying, and there's such a ridiculous nature of like who's fake and who's not. But the point was, is Bill Clinton replied, I laugh a lot, as if he was offended, because I wrote, hey, Bubba, did you lose your sense of humor too? I bet you find this hypocrisy hilarious, as my comment attached to the joke about you know, what I was like as a kid and everybody was.
And he said, I laugh a lot too?
I laugh a lot. You know,
I laugh a lot.
In all caps.
Bill Clinton replied to you, Bill Clinton?
Yeah, the Bill Clinton. And it was funny because
that's crazy.
I said to him, oh, thank you for your response. It's my birthday. What a crazy gift. Because I posted the tweet like in the beginning of the day. It was just something that flashed on my mind about growing up and he was the president. And then he replied, hey, happy birthday. You're going to laugh at what he says. He goes, I hope you're getting more action than I am during quarantine.
No, he did not.
Yeah, and I took a screenshot and I posted it.
No, he did not.
I have it. I posted it. That's why you might have seen that.
Or whatever that person did.
But it was like, whatever, that might not be him now. But after that, I was like, this must be fake. But I was really hoping for a minute, like, wouldn't that be interesting? We're like, this dude, I had too much fun in my mind about the nature of posting memes and stuff about the politics. To me, it was all comedy. I did both sides. If you look at my feed, I did do right stuffs too. Like I really pissed off some of my left people when I posted a meme that showed like the presidents when they started their office and when they finished. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a young Obama, an old Obama, a young W, an old W. Mm-hmm. It was a young Biden, old Kamala.
That's good. That's really good. I like that one. That's funny. Yay.
See, I told you on the phone.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good. Yo, that's what they want to do. All right. So are we going to do anything about what's going on with this Michigas?
Would you like to
say anything?
Well, I mean.
Would you like to go first or you want me to go? How would you like to do this? Your birthday, day after your birthday.
Yeah, day after my birthday. Well, as far as the politics of it all go, because I do know that is maybe you could call me weak or whatever if you want, but I want to be diplomatic to our audience. You know, one thing I will realize is that the country is split. pretty clearly. You know, the election made something very clear. Either the country is very split, something's really fake, or it's definitely a it's definitely a process yet to be determined. All right, because there's something where, as far as like where I'm hearing on the right, their regard to wanting to follow through on the law and order aspects of it, that I have zero problem with. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Do everything you can to test our system, because this was the point, honestly.
Do you think it was a fair election? Do you think there were any shenanigans?
Well, I don't want to put, just like they're talking about.
Do you think?
No, let me ask you. Do you think that the network should be the ones to call the elections?
Well, okay. Okay.
Answer is no, right?
Of course not.
Right.
Of course not.
So statistically, not statistically, historically, the elections have been called, and the networks have said it, and the night of or the day after, the person concedes based on what the networks say.
Yes, because they're all in collusion and cahoots with everybody, and then they're just basically like, you want the presidency, if we're giving the presidency this guy and that guy, and then, all right, you got it, it's yours.
Well, it's,
I mean, that's all the business dealings that have been going on behind the scenes. The difference this time is that there's not a standard politician that's going along with the game.
Correct.
And he's like, F you, this is not the game, I'm not playing this game, I'm playing the real game, and I want the real result.
What's the real game?
The real game is who voted for who. I don't think it's a split country. I think it's actually 80 fucking 20. If you ask me.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it's close. I think that...
But then if that's the case, how do you prove that? I believe that there are enough people on that mentality at this point,
yeah,
that to deny what they have to say would be stupid. So
look, first of all, projections. The media, there's no such thing as a projection of any. I mean, projections, like,
right? It's an estimate.
It's, yeah. I mean, shit. You want to do sports projections, like,
oh, yeah, the
Yankees,
all the time.
Yankees are up 3 games to nothing. So on the Red Sox.
Are you calling
back in
our democracy the same as fantasy football right now?
Well, look, it's basically,
is that what it is?
I was projected. I've been on a lot of dates where I was projected to get laid at the end of it.
And who's controlling the league? Was it the Koch brothers or the Soros? Who's got this under control, buddy?
I remember. When the Lakers won a game in the NBA, and they had like 80, it was against the Kings. They had 80 foul calls against the Kings and zero for them in the fourth quarter.
Right, right.
And that was obviously some shenanigans.
Oh,
and
man. I heard the same thing about Tiger Woods winning like the Masters recently, where it was like, why did he win? Yeah. It seemed pretty clear that these other guys were probably up ahead in the points, and yet somehow Tiger had to win. But because he won, the sport suddenly got a revival in its notoriety.
Well, I
want to review all the footage. I want to get a ref who controls the refs to come in here and talk to us and the refs to see if the refs are doing anything weird. Did the audience see anything that the refs were doing while we were playing this game the whole time? You guys saw all the refs doing what they were doing. The refs were from both sides of the party, right?
No, that's a wrong analogy. The analogy you have to use is when the Houston Astros cheated their way to the World Series. And the difference is now, while they're cheating, they're getting caught in the act. That's the analogy. It is saying that you had a game and that you realized that there was all this thumping with the frickin' garbage can going on the whole time. And now instead of just saying, well, they won the game, the hell with it, you're like, no, I have real evidence, as we've seen with all the pitches. When there was a curveball, it was bang, bang, bang. And when there was a slider, it was boom, boom, boom. That's evidence that there was fraud and that they were cheating to know what the pitch was coming. And that's why Jose Altuve hit that homer off of frickin' our oldest Chapman and they won. So that's bullshit, and this game is invalidated, and no, we gotta play the game over again. Listen. Okay, that's enough. It's enough. There's been so much fraud. There's been so many shenanigans with past dating of ballots and software glitches.
I agree with you.
Dead people voting.
Right.
There's so many instances. I can't even begin.
How do we figure it out then?
We are figuring out.
Okay,
because we're going back and we're now, there's going to be actual recounts and audits in Georgia. Pennsylvania is a complete shit show. Thousands of dead people voting. Just look at Dominion software. The Dominion software, which is owned by Avid Technologies, which is run by a guy named something Blum, who's married to Dianne Feinstein, which was used in all the states that are now under.
Are you talking about the hammer and the scorecard?
The hammer and the scorecard stuff.
The guy that just runs.
This is Dominion. This is the
Because Cameron's scorecard was just disproven by the guy that Trump picked out for disinformation.
No,
this is the Dominion one. Okay.
This is Dominion. This is the one that does the flipping of the votes. I'm going to tell you there is so much fraud in this election. And this is one of the reasons why it was allowed to happen, because I think that this was a plan, like they knew it was coming and they set themselves up to allow it to happen so that it could finally be exposed, because this has been going on for 20 plus years with the software, with the dead people, with the flipping votes, with all, this has been going on forever. And we've just been kind of going along with it, whatever, who cares, oh, that sucks. And it's time now to just get rid of all the corruption and the shenanigans and to have an actual vote.
I hear you. The question I have to ask then is how do you convince people that what you're saying – it's got to be the courts, right?
It's all going
to
come out.
Wouldn't have to coming out though means it's verified in the court, right?
It's going
to
come out. Yes, it's all going to come out. There's going to be some sort of there's going to be a verification, okay, and it's going to all go. It's all going to go to probably Supreme Court. Listen, Al Gore took 37 days, and he was also a projected winner, right?
Oh yeah, but that's not the thing about Al Gore's Bush's legal team. I will say this.
And
about,
let's say Bush totally stole that election from Al Gore. I would say that's a.
Well, here's what I was going to say is Bush's legal team, they focused on a single issue that was really hard to prove wasn't something that could be messed with. All right. So Bush's team focused on the way ballots were counted, the machines that counted and where the ballot submitted. So you know why Florida had the worst? Because of that stupid Chad thing,
that
all
Chad
that stuff.
The devices they used to count were
jack shit. The problem is that every state has a different method. And now because of Bush Gore, they totally streamlined all that.
Yeah, but they did double, triple, quadruple
fail safes in every state. So you're going to see a lot of, you don't have fail safes. You probably don't. But you're going to see a lot of pissed off governors who believed in that, right? So that's what you're saying?
What about the 138,000 votes and 65,000 votes that were dropped off at 4 a.m. and they were all for Biden? How do you account for that?
I don't know this, but I've been doing a research on the CISA.gov website, which is a guy that Trump appointed essentially for disinformation on both sides to in advance help people in the election limit the concept of Russian interference. This was the only attempt.
There's no Russian.
There isn't. That's the idea. So by putting somebody.
That was also disproved.
It's wholly been, yeah. But there's a position in the Trumpet House.
Do you really believe that Joe, sleepy fucking dementia, husk of a body double Joe, got more votes than Barack Obama?
I'm not saying that.
Do you really think? Let's just use common sense here, okay?
Wait. We're not talking about common sense. We're talking about math.
Okay, but now it's
math is not the same as common sense. Are you going to throw out science too?
Like just flipping votes left and
math
right.
Math and science is what we got to focus on.
Do you really think that a guy who could barely get 50 people to show up to a rally, and you have another guy getting thousands upon thousands of people?
You think
there was 70 million people voting for Joe Biden?
I don't want to state an opinion on this. I think it's the other argument works the other way. Do you think that there were 70 million people that voted for Trump?
Oh, yes, I do.
You do, right.
Without question.
Right.
I think,
so,
I predicted a complete landslide.
Back to the double mirror argument. They both see what they want to see. You see what they want to see.
I want to see a real fair vote.
Okay.
I don't think I saw a real fair vote.
Oh, so you want a whole re-election.
I want a fair count. I want fair. If the people say this is who we want, then so be it. I don't think we're getting fair. I think we're getting major cahoots and shenanigans out the wazoo.
How would you feel if Trump conceded?
I don't think he's going to concede.
Okay, so then how would you feel if
– I definitely don't think he's going to concede.
How would you feel if they didn't do a re-election and he just did a coup?
Well, that's what I think is happening right now. I think there's a coup happening against him right now to get him out. I think there's been – yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay.
I think they've just completely stolen the election, and they either think they're going to get away with it, or if they're denied, the people are going to get so pissed off that you're going to really have a civil war, which is another thing they want.
Are the Republicans on his side, right?
No, most of the Republicans are not. He's got hardly any support from the Republicans.
Right.
Not a lot of people are coming out in support of him.
But if he's the one that won.
The people are the only one that are coming out in support from him. Him and his team and the people. That's all he's got. Republicans are like, F you. His own party is full of corruption. Listen, if you're guilty and you're about to go to jail because of all the corruption and sick, disgusting things that you've done, of course you're going to be like, well, we want to get the guy in that's going to throw out all those lawsuits and everything else that's coming up against us. So
I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
Because the Republicans still own the Senate. And they got more votes. They got more seats in the House.
So that's another thing. Why do Republicans get sweeps in House and Senate and did not get in presidency? That makes really no sense.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, except for if it was a personal attack on Trump.
Why it's mathematically also statistically impossible for all these voter turnouts. Some voter turnouts were 120%, 190%, 110%.
Where did you see those numbers?
This is in Wisconsin and Michigan.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
oh,
Wisconsin is a shit show.
That reminds me.
Don't take out your phone during a podcast.
No. This is interesting as I intentionally had it left
Nevada
up on my phone.
Nevada also, it's such a shit show. I cannot believe that I don't understand why people are like, if you haven't committed any fraud, then let's just look at it and then you won't have anything to worry about. I just don't believe it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I find it completely, unbelievable, especially when you went to bed November 3rd and he's freaking killing it and then you wake up. And all of a sudden, now he's about to lose all these leads.
Okay.
Isaac, this doesn't make any sense. Right.
Well, we're both on the show, so I do want to make a question for you then.
Yeah.
Is it possible then if your candidate, if a candidate, excuse me, says to his constituents.
I voted for Eddie Murphy for the record.
Of course.
Record.
And I would love that. Who doesn't want an Eddie Murphy presidency?
So I want Eddie Murphy.
I'm all for Eddie Murphy as president.
Since he didn't win.
Hey, who would Eddie Murphy's VP be? Let's have some comedy here. Who would Eddie Murphy's VP be? You know who it would be, right?
Who would it be?
It's gotta be Arsenio.
Would it be?
Who else would it be? It's gotta be Arsenio.
Come on, Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Eddie. You know you gotta let more people in over the border. Come on, Eddie.
Fuck you, Eddie. Can you imagine the inauguration and like
crisis.
This giant crowd of people all flipping off the president because that's how they know to say hello to him?
Come on, Eddie.
Oh my God. I would love Eddie Arsenio to be our VP. He'd be the greatest VP.
Yeah, it would be great. I mean, what I wanted to say is in regards to the current situation, so that way we don't lose audience members because I am in the nature of the character wanting to assume some fun with Isaac about being a liberal or whatever, but we're always going to be good friends. I don't want anybody to get into fights. I don't want the world.
I'm not a conservative.
No, I know you're not. I'm explaining it as an example.
I think if you put a gun to, I don't want to say if you put a gun.
But I'm not a communist either, right? I'm not, you're not an autocrat. No. I'm not a communist.
No.
You know, you're not a fascist. I'm explaining this in the extremes. No. So the buzzwords right now are fascist, communist.
I think that we have to get away from this entire, we're throwing these names willy-nilly way too much. We're throwing around fascist, Nazi, white supremacist, racist.
Right.
It's
very,
just become – I think we need to get back to asshole, douchebag, loser, and piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
fuck
asshole
you.
Is more ubiquitous. Yeah. Like
everybody's
Trump,
got one.
Donald Trump is an asshole.
Yep.
Of course he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Great. Yeah. He's a douchebag. Donald Trump is a douchebag.
And I've seen footage of both – I've never seen Mike Pence behave like an asshole, but I bet he's an asshole in action.
No,
like
I don't
secretly.
Think Mike Pence is a putz, okay? Mike Pence is an uptight putz.
He's also religious, so you know there's that limit.
He's also a clone, but
you know what I
double.
Mean though, right? There's a wall within the religious sort of reasoning.
If we could just get back to asshole and douchebag and stop with, not, like you can't call him Hitler. Like, hello, you can't call the guy Hitler.
Oh, no.
Yeah. People are just calling everybody Hitler these days.
Well, like, you know, Hitler's one of a kind.
Hitler, the guy's not throwing 6 million Americans into gas chambers.
You love Bill Burr joke, right? Where it's like Mao and Stalin killed way more people than Hitler, right? But Hitler's the one that everybody compares to because he had better branding.
That's right.
Yeah, that was that's like Bill Burr's joke.
There's another guy that like killed way more people than I think a Russian.
Well, like Genghis Khan, I'm sure.
But there was another person, I can't remember. But can we stop with Nazi, fascist, racist, white supremacist? Like that's just like it's becoming knee-jerk.
But they're not real?
They are, but everybody now, if you say one thing, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Oh, white privilege.
Right.
Oh,
well,
you're
what does
you're
that
Nazi.
Do then?
It just because it waters it down. It doesn't make
and,
real
and then
Nazis.
what happens when a real Nazi appears?
Yeah, exactly. Real Nazi is just like, oh, you're a Nazi. And it's like, yeah, well, everybody's a Nazi and I'm going to do
well,
my
do you think
Nazi
Nazis
thing.
Deserve a platform?
First of all,
I'm only pointing out the hypocrisies. I'm trying to be more, objective and absurdist in my humor, which allows me to not, you know, pick a side necessarily and hopefully offend our audience.
So you're being way too diplomatic.
Why not? I want, but the diplomacy is in your favor. Why not?
My favor?
Have the courts play it out. Do what Mitch McConnell said. It's in their legal rights to count every vote. It's in their legal rights
just count
to
every vote. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, they're all flipping.
You can say, if you think that they could, so their projections aren't cool, but Isaac's is.
I think that, whose projections?
Media
is in bed, media is blowing big tech, which has got their finger up the Democratic Party's asshole.
All we have is this podcast for our voice, Isaac, I get it. And yours now is telling everybody that it's not real.
It's a complete charade.
Okay.
And here's the thing. They've been charades for so long across so many parties and elections and races that they've been doing this for so long. It's time. It's enough. It's got to stop.
So then if the judges decide in Trump's favor, you're good, right?
If the judges decide that they have vote counts and the legal votes are counted –
right.
Whoever gets the legal votes and has the most wins, I'm good with it.
Okay.
If they're for Biden, then fucking for Biden.
All right.
I just think I've seen so many shenanigans.
You could be right. I'm not. This is what I'm trying to engage with. It's as Pompeo said it yesterday. Even though his initial statement was we'll have a smooth transition to the second Trump administration, what he did say was
that guy's a douchebag.
He's a douchebag.
He's not a white supremacist Nazi.
He's a douchebag, and he's being sarcastic. Yes, but he's also being an asshole in his department.
Right, but don't call him a racist and white supremacist nationalist or whatever.
Well, I mean, I could call him a capitalist. I could call him his concept of patriotism is a little skewed.
Oh, of course.
But like he was a former Central Intelligence Director and he's acting without intelligence in regarding our election process.
Well, you don't, I'm sure he's
do not be sarcastic on a political stage like that.
Well,
it's just, he's not a comedian.
No, he's not a comedian.
Okay. That's all. That's our job.
You know who I think? that's our job. I also think that the popular vote is nonsense. I mean, I think it should be at least 3 out of 5 or 2. It should be 57 or 66 or something. Because, you know, when you're around your friends, you don't say who's got, you know, 55% to 40, you know, 50 to 49.
You mean 51-49?
Yeah, 51-49 is bullshit. It's got to be at least 55. It's got to be 5 out of 9.
I mean, like heads or tails, dude.
Baseball's 4 out of 7. It's got to be 47%.
Are you saying like a best of 7 election series?
I like a best of 7 election series.
How crazy would that be?
That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. But then we could change the contest. Why don't we have like an obstacle course?
They should have 7 elections.
Yeah,
four elections wins.
You may not have seen this. Just possibility, you know, and I didn't really mean to see it. I was just like buzzing through channels. And I caught, as I was buzzing through all the news channels, a quick clip of a Biden running out onto a stage just a couple days ago to tell everybody about his health plan, right? And I was sitting there, I was like, holy shit, look at him. He's running.
Whatever that guy is.
There's somebody with the name, supposedly, that's the character. He's running.
So, for the first time in the Free Brightness podcast, we have had an act of God.
Yes.
Whereby our system has totally shorted out on us.
Basically, yeah.
And told us to shut the hell up.
And move on.
And move on to something more exciting.
Yeah.
So this is not bad editing on my part.
Well, I think, yeah, you're right. It's divine. It was a God shot.
It was a God shot. Said, could you guys just shut up and talk about pussy?
Please just move on to the ladies. Do you think this is attractive to them at all? I am curious, like how much election talk gets ladies wet. Like, I bet it's minimal. You know, like I don't know if there's anybody out there that's going, oh yeah, give me those electoral votes. Yeah,
give me that 49.
Show me John King again, and what's that fool's face on? What was that guy? I can't remember. But what was the funniest? All right, side note, separate from the numbers and the politics and all that, how funny it was to watch election night. The same guys over and over and over again, just pointing and pointing and pointing. Now we're at this state. Now this is. He was like an auctioneer.
It doesn't. And you know, even the software for the election. If you really think about it, it sounds like stripper clubs. Like there's Dominion, and then there's Scorecard, and then there's the other one.
Yeah, Scorecard, and there's Hammer,
Scorecard, Dominion.
Yeah, Hammer. So I mean,
you
want
to Hammer tonight, or you want to go to Scorecard?
You want to go to Scorecard? But you go. I mean, they both suck. You know.
I'm going to Dominion. Those girls are freaky.
Yeah, you got to go between 8 and 10 p.m. or they're fucked. You don't want that other stuff. And trust me, the buffet's not worth it.
Yeah. But they will flip on you.
They will flip on you.
They will flip on your lap.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of flipping I want.
We know what just happened in Oregon, right? They passed a law that decriminalized most Class A drugs.
Great.
It's only $100 or a health exam if you get caught with cocaine or heroin.
From what I understand is that it's being slanted so that when you get caught that there, or you have these drugs on you, there's more of an incentive or a way for you to actually get rehabilitated and to get treatment so that you're not. I think that's the whole point of the legislation, is that they're trying to figure out ways to actually help people so that they're not in these addiction cycles rather than just throwing them in jail. I thought that's what most of that was about. I don't think it was so that everybody could run around in the streets doing meth.
Well, I would assume not. I mean, perhaps it was a reverse psychology concept was what I was thinking.
I think it's great. I think that's all these drugs need to be decriminalized, and let's just, you know.
Well, I mean, there's a certain mystique about them. And if you take away the mystique, I mean, not to say that you're going to start selling heroin at 7-Eleven, but if you eliminate some of the consequences of it, you could,
right.
You know, you would find myself anyway. Besides the physical addiction, there would be a point of it that would sort of lose its appeal of that element. You know, the horrors of getting caught. I mean,
yeah.
there is an adrenaline rush to that. I realize that because I've had it happen. I've been followed by police when I've had drugs on me in my car. I've been sober.
Yeah, there's something about that energy of where you're like, I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. And
right.
There's that danger. And maybe that's why, you know.
Now it's gone.
Girls are, you know, attracted to that danger. Like, I've got this stuff and you can do stuff with this stuff. And I'm just like, I've got oolong tea at the house, but it's really great oolong tea. That doesn't really, it's not very appealing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's like,
but it's $43 an ounce, you know.
In
tea land, that's very high, $43 an ounce. You know, usually it's only $4 or $5 an ounce. And if I've got $43 an ounce oolong tea, that's some serious fucking oolong tea. Like, that's like first flush picked from, you know, the leaf has been, you know, from the hands have been so perfectly manicured and, you know, whoever is picking that has been designated and has gone through the trials and tribulations.
As pickup artist Isaac. Do the whole thing again as pickup artist Isaac. It's a different tone. It's a different person. You know it. Come on, do it. They would handpick them.
They
leaves.
Would handpick this. I got this $43 an ounce stuff
that's
at the
right,
house.
That oolong, baby.
And I'm gonna steep it. It's gonna go steep, and then that dripping right
slowly
into,
sweating down.
I got
the
this. I don't even have the paper filters. I got that hard metal mesh. And it's gonna just drip, and it's just gonna soak up all that good leafy goodness. And it's just gonna be so smooth. There's gonna be notes of mahogany, cockagony, and peach. That wood, soft, fuzzy peach. You're gonna just feel it all up in your isbizness. And you're gonna love it, baby. That ooh, long. I do you oolong.
And this week at Trader Joe's, we have sales on saffron rice and quinoa for only 59 cents a pound. Come on down. All right.
And then she ran away.
And then
from
she ran
you.
Away from us. Hey, what? We just wanted to sell you some oolong tea. Well, yeah, that was what I was thinking about with this. Is like, it's very hard to be sexy in regards to some of the stress that's around us right now. Like, I don't know what the probabilities of people going on regular in-person dates are right now. And that's everybody's individual choice. All I know is, like, I've had a few interactions.
Didn't you just have a hot, sexy date for your birthday?
Yeah. And that was
you get more dates than you think you get. You get way more dates, JFA. I've had zero dates.
Maybe because it's not about humility.
Zero.
I genuinely don't think I'm that, like,
attractive?
Yeah.
Intelligent?
All of it.
Anything.
And so my self-esteem might attract them to, like, get the fix me up kind of girl. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You have a je ne sais, I don't give a shit thing.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, you have a je ne sais, I don't care. Like,
what is that? Like some sort of like weird, like, bohemian
kind of,
element to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, you have the energy of like, fuck it, I don't care. Like, but then the girls that you really want, you can't, I think you have the girls you don't want and you can't get, you've created that in as being lesbians. So that's your girls that you can't get and that creates the angst within you. The girls I can't get are just, people that I want to be with.
Oh, in general, yeah. Women.
In general.
Period.
Women.
Straight, right. Lesbian,
so, but you've
bi-
created the lesbian aspect for your...
right, for my mystique.
For your thing. So you're like, God, I really want these lesbians. And I guess I can, you know... So while you're thinking about trying to get with lesbians, you've put that energy of like, I wish I could get the lesbians.
Hey, I just want to clarify really fast for all my lesbian friends are out there listening right now. Whatever Isaac's talking about right now doesn't necessarily indicate that we can't continue in our tantric momentum towards...
You need to get
a positive union in our relationship and further. We could be one. We could be an energy that you've never seen before. Like a light and a flame in a way that nobody's knowing the color. It'll be bluer than blue. It'll be hotter than hot.
You need to get the Dominion software. You could flip them over the way they've been flipping blue and red.
Have you heard of my hammer?
Get the scorecard. Let's see. You were a lesbian on Tuesday and now it says that you're a straight on Wednesday.
Right. So because I was trying to, just really fast, I wanted to wrap up my one thought before.
Wait a minute. Before I want to hear your hot, sexy date with you. What thought? Yeah. You're going to talk about your sexy date?
Well, the concept of what you were saying is probable. It's true. Yes, the girls that I want, the girls that I really want, I can't get.
You can't, but you get all these other girls. You get all these other girls. You've had at least 5, 6, 7 dates since this whole Michigan started.
And it's...
I haven't even gotten a number. I've gotten zippity doo-dah.
I mean, they were holdovers from previous situations. I didn't just go on like, you know, Grindr or Tinder. Or, I'm sorry, not Grindr. I didn't go on Tinder.
Oh, he comes out.
Or, my buddy's trying to get me on Hinge. He's like, dude, I'm telling you, Hinge is the way to go. You can get laid all the time. I'm like, why am I, part of me is devaluing the process. Part of me doesn't care.
I deleted all those dating apps way so long ago. So I mean,
we're all in quarantine anyway. I mean, truthfully, one of the girls that I,
so you went on a hot schmoogie, another hot sexy Zoom date, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. It was a hot sexy Zoom date. I mean,
for your birthday,
for my birthday, and it was full on.
Full on the whole thing.
Yeah. And it was
she went all out.
She went all out. But
and
like
she gave
the premise,
you the whole show, which was basically a cam girl doing a peep show. We've talked about this.
But from beginning to end of whatever foreplay I wanted, you know, and saying the things I wanted her to say. And we talked about it in advance.
But that's what
I feel like I'm directing a scene.
That's what that's a cam girl. You had a cam girl session. You had an expensive VIP cam girl session.
I feel like there's a difference. In a cam girl session, it's business. Yeah. So there's a personal touch to this.
She gave you a free cam girl session for your birthday.
Yeah, right.
And that's dating now.
To a degree.
Why couldn't she come over?
I mean, that's on her. I mean,
but why couldn't she, like, that'd be like, listen, can we just forgo the, like, I would rather you just, I'd rather make out with you than have the cam girl session.
Well, the rationale, I could assume.
Would you rather have a cam girl session or a make out session?
A make out session.
Of course.
Of course.
So why can't you have a make out session?
I totally am for make out. Now, this is what she said, all right? She calls me naked and that's how we start the conversation.
Wait, she called you naked? She FaceTime you and I'm naked?
Yeah.
That's nice.
All right, so imagine if that was how the first date was. You opened up
that
naked.
That was your first date?
No. But like imagine that you're saying, you know, I want to get to know you or whatever. And in your mind, of course, every girl on some level, you're going into something in the first date. You're thinking maybe she could be a girlfriend who not too far into it in the first date, probably third, fourth, fifth date, 5 months maybe might think she might be wife material. But the idea of her being a girlfriend or a long-term relationship possibly happens on the first date. This girl starts out naked. We don't even have the dinner. We don't even have the coffee. We didn't even bump into each other over at the store. It was just, hi, I'm already naked and I'm sucking a dildo. But if you want
she
the rest of this.
Sucking a dildo?
Yeah, you want those details. You don't want the existential details.
What's existential about sucking a dildo?
Nothing. Like, that's what I'm saying. You want the physical nature of what she was doing. She, sucking the dildo, playing with it.
No, well, that's interesting. But you just didn't want to do anything with her because she was...
She doesn't. She wants to,
but she wants you to be her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Not that I don't want a girlfriend right now, but the possibilities of things getting really mixed up soon in the future of whether it's my career or the world in general.
Oh, so you're going to blow up and you're not going to have time for the little girl and the quarantine girl that was showing you sucking on dildo.
I can't predict the future. You can't predict the future. I wouldn't want to limit her opportunities for something better.
Supposed to me. You're looking out for her. He's like, you don't want to be with me. I'm low hanging fruit. Trust me, you've got
No. I'm not saying I'm low hanging fruit. I'm just saying I may not be the right fit.
Well, but she wants to be with you
right now. But that's the chemicals. That's the.
But that's always
the
chemicals. But how do you know? Maybe she really likes you
That's a possibility. That she
and
really
maybe
likes
she really
me,
likes man. You. And right. This is her way of showing it: sucking on a dildo naked.
We've evolved from pulling hair in school, haven't we? Oh, that's really good.
Maybe she really likes you, and this is, you know, this is just like...
That's her 21st millennial version of breaking the ice.
Maybe she's,
you know,
like,
we're just going to get cut through all of the bullshit and go straight to, like...
Is that
like,
the kind of girl that you want? You want a girl who FaceTimes you and she's naked sucking on a dildo?
I mean, it's a fun premise.
I mean, what if that's...
And she's sober, so that's cool.
Maybe that's her thing. Maybe she's like, oh, I like this guy. He'll get the naked suck on a dildo treatment.
I mean, I just don't want to go everywhere like that. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like walking around on the streets with her always having to suck the dildo. I mean, you know.
But maybe every time she calls you, she's naked sucking on a dildo.
I mean, she's called me from work. That'd be interesting. I don't know. I hope that's not her job.
Maybe she's like, wait, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom. She runs to the bathroom and she got like a little mini one and she just, you know.
Oh, that's a good. Oh, I love that idea though with the dildo that you can control the app from your phone. So if your girl's in another like part of the world.
Oh, yeah. The remote control thing. Yeah.
What if your girlfriend was a porn star? Would you let her?
Let her what?
Be a porn star. Or like if she was in the adult.
No, I couldn't. I don't know.
Or like, after you started dating, she told you that she was interested in it. You'd cut it off, right?
If she wanted to go into porn? Yeah, no.
Okay.
None of that.
What if it was just with you?
What do you mean? She wanted to be a porn star with me?
She would just do videos with you, like the cam girl thing, but you were the guy.
She wants to put that out into the world? No.
Yeah, like you'd be blurred probably.
No, I don't want to do any of that stuff. All right,
yeah.
I don't want to be self-conscious. Okay. Well, the thing about the porn star is look, when you're intimate with somebody, you get somebody's energy. There's an energetic imprint that goes with being intimate with somebody. So, and I'm such an empath that if you are with other people and you bring that into me, that's a major no bueno. So I have to energetically protect my space. And when you walk through my space, you're going through basically a portal. Like I energetically.
I'm so sorry, Isaac. How do you sage me out of your life every time we finish this podcast?
Don't worry. When you walk through here, you're already going through like a serious mechanism.
You've warded the place?
I've already put up the energetic ways and means for you when you walk through here. When you come into my space, everything is left at the door, whether you know it or not.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because I can't have any of that shit in my space.
No, of course not.
And so if I'm intimate with you and I'm smooching and doing everything with you and you're with somebody else, that means I've got to now worry about all that stuff coming into you, knowing where the hell it is. And I got to go in there, get it out, remove it. Who knows if it's implants? Who knows if it's entities? Who knows? God knows what. No, I can't have any of that because I can deal with it, but I'd rather not because it's a big pain in the ass.
And you think it's the same in reverse, right? I mean, the women probably know within a fraction of a second if they would sleep with you just based on what you look like.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of – yeah, that's not happening. I'm not Brad Pitt.
Are you not in the right areas? Maybe you're not on the right Zoom yoga meetings. I don't know.
I'm not in anything. That's the thing. Where am I meeting people? I don't meet anybody. If they're not in a Whole Foods, it's basically a no-go. I mean, you know. There's no Whole Foods game because everybody's got a fucking pamper on their face. So what am I supposed to do? Where are you supposed to meet people? You can't meet them on hikes. Nobody looks at, we've gone through this a million times. Nobody looks at anybody anymore. You can't say hello. You can't flirty birdy, you know, and it's impossible. The bottom face, like I need to see your whole face. Like I need to know what the hell I'm dealing with.
The people that choose to wear masks might be able to flirt if you can see their mouth.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. And then still it's like kind of, but how's that even going to work out?
I mean, yeah, when you come into the kiss, you still have to remove the mask.
Yeah, so how's that even going to work out? Because you're in your mask world, I'm in my non-mask world. It's not going to happen. I need to find the people that are wearing
the non-mask.
Well, now
there's an added buffer of awkwardness before the other buffer of awkwardness.
Like, what are we going to do? So I see you without your moisture mask, and now I'm like, we go on a date, and you got your moisture mask on, and I don't. Now what? And then we got to pull the thing down and all of a sudden you're like, and you run screaming.
I don't think they would get in the car with you.
They wouldn't get anywhere with me. So what's the point? It's pointless.
Yeah. So you'll find those that don't want to wear the mask.
Who? Where?
What are you talking about? There's got to be a Trump supporter nearby.
Why are they a Trump supporter?
Because they don't wear masks. I'm saying there's got to be people there are people that want their freedoms.
Nothing to do with Trump. I reject
there are a
that.
Lot more people
that's
that don't
really
want to
horrible.
Wear the masks
Let
that
me tell
support
you,
him.
I think that's really awful that, you know, I went to a birthday party and I was like, I was trying to say, hey, I really don't think these masks and, you know, I brought up all the statistics and all the supporting evidence. And they said, oh my God, are you a Republican?
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
that's interesting.
Why are you politicizing my views on a medical issue? How does that have anything to do with the medical issue?
That's true. Yeah. It's a stereotype.
I'm basically telling
you. Will you accept my apology as?
Yes, but that has, okay. How can you call me anything political? This is not a political
issue. Well, it's an assumption.
It just goes to show you how it has been politicized. And that's why it's another reason I reject this whole thing is that it has become a political issue. If you're for this thing, then you do this. And if you're not, then you do this.
Yes. But that's because both sides have said that. Don't do this or do that.
But then it's okay to protest and it's okay to celebrate and it's okay to gather.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, it's the same thing. Don't do it or do it.
There's hypocrisy on both sides.
It's hypocrisy on both sides.
On both sides, there's major hypocrisy on both sides.
Right.
So I'm not on either side.
Don't believe in the mask thing.
Of course, that's not at all.
That's your choice.
It's my choice.
And we've come full circle.
And we have.
It's your choice.
And it's your choice if you want to wear a pamper.
Correct.
Whatever,
if you happen to wear a plastic one, you might be able to flirt easier because you can see them smile. That's all that I was getting at. If you don't,
but then what? But then what? Then again, there's this impasse.
Right. There's now a new buffer of awkwardness.
There's a major new buffer.
Before it was just the kiss.
Because now we flirted and I got your number and now what?
Well, you're really into me, but then I got to stop and be like, you know, come on. It's so much the same as like if you had
to. I want you to meet the family. You got to put the hazmat suit on.
All right. Here's a question. Have you ever had a girl stop you? Maybe it might have been a condom question, or maybe it might have been an STD question. Maybe it was like, have you been with any other women lately? Have you ever had those moments with women?
Sure, we all have those.
Yeah. It's the same thought, only it's a COVID question now. It's like, have you been around other sick people?
Really?
That's what's going to happen. You do not think that that's what's the, it's like, have you been with somebody who's got herpes? Well, no. Oh, cool. Then we could have sex.
But this is just madness. It's complete madness. It's never going to end.
It's a disease. It's going to end.
It's not
a
disease. It already ended.
Okay. So it already ended.
Yeah. This is all just a control mechanism. This is all just a fear matrix. It has nothing to do with it's based in reality. I think it's just
why I asked a girl that if she would date a liberal and she would say she'd have to really think long and hard about it. I'm like, my dick is the same as a Republican. What the fuck?
She would not date a liberal?
She had to think about it.
I don't even know. I hate the word liberal and conservative because liberal connotates that you're free and easygoing and conservative means you're uptight.
Well, it's always based in fiscal responsibility.
I don't think
if you're conservative with your money or liberal with your money, that's the concept of it.
Oh, right? Is that where it comes from? Fiscal
responsibility.
So you're either cheap or you're not. You're either a cheap bastard or you like to be spendy.
That's what it was originally around.
And now I don't think it's anything.
I don't think it applies to that. Conservatives in the Senate still spend a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, conservatives, quote conservatives, aren't conservative. Well, liberals have a tendency to limit some things, you know, so they're not necessarily liberal on everything.
I think it's all garbage.
I'm saying
I think we need to rename somebody. Don't blanket anything. I think we need to rename the whole thing.
Right. But there's a little bit of people's opinions that don't make it possible to categorize them this way, which is unfortunate that we've been so divisive. It's harder to get on common ground if I want to date somebody now.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying. It's like, why do I got to lead with this? Like if I get into a situation, forget the mask. Let's say I sleep with a girl and the next morning, she's like, oh, you're not into my guy.
What?
You know,
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, does that really matter?
Doesn't matter.
I just saw your shit on Facebook and I wasn't really, that's not my bag. My family's going to see that. So we can't date. Like, fuck that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and the new Romeo and Juliet is blue over the red in the other way. It's
so
stupid.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, and that's a whole big mess.
You know? And I see it in the other world too, in the recovery world. You see people that are like, no, I won't help you because you're a red, or I won't help you because you're a blue.
Are you serious?
You know, I've had the ideas passed in meetings that I'm not supposed to.
Are you serious? They won't help somebody because of their political affiliation? Yeah. Oh, it's so
and the
awful.
Nature of it is weird to me because
I don't
I'm
know
like,
how we're
going to
get past this because it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get a million times worse once the outcome of what the hell is happening.
Yeah.
It's going to get
either way. It's going to
it's
going
to be million. There's going to be rioting in the street and it's going to be nasty. And I don't know how to.
And I've been telling people. I said, let's just try to hold our breaths and cross that bridge when we get there.
I think it's going to be a beautiful thing at the end of the rainbow. But right now, I don't know. It's a big mess. I mean, you know, you say don't count your chickens till they're hatched, right? And all I'm seeing is a whole bunch of fucking eggs.
And I wanted to tell the story about how I was embarrassed live on TV, not live, but on a game show once. And it was hard because, you know, I posed this question to you, Isaac. If somebody said that you said something, even though you were adamant that you didn't say it,
yeah,
but they were going to pay you a good amount of money just to go along with it through this moment. Yeah. And then afterwards you could say, oh, I was acting. It was a character. It wasn't true. It was producers. Mm-hmm. It was edited. Whatever you want to say. I was following orders.
But it depends on what it was I would be saying.
Right. Right. So what I was saying in this TV show was
– What TV show?
Baggage.
When was this show?
Like 9 years ago.
Was it really 9 years ago? 10 years? That's a long time.
Yeah. It's because I remember it was yeah, it was before I got sober this time. So it had to be like 9, 10 years ago.
And what was the show? Who did the show?
It was like The Dating Game meets Jerry Springer, you know, or Love Connection meets Jerry Springer.
You're on a dating game.
Yeah, it was a dating game.
And the show's premise was?
Jerry Springer, where you would get a secret revealed on the show and everybody would freak out about the secret. That's the Jerry Springer element.
Jerry Springer on the show?
He was the host.
He was the host?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I got to interact with him on camera.
What was he like?
He was really interesting, actually. You know what's funny is like I feel like in time
– Was he a character and then was he a normal person or was he just –
He was the same guy you've seen on TV when he's not on camera also.
Okay.
But he's evolved his standards, I feel like, because on this show he didn't think that the producers wanted to do certain things that he would have gotten away with on his Jerry Springer show. Like, it was a little classier on Baggage, I feel like, in his mind than his own show, his own talk show.
Well, yeah, because that's the lowest of the low.
Like, yeah, because there was a moment where,
what network was this on?
This was on NBC.
Oh, so it was a real deal.
It was a real
deal. You were on NBC Game Show.
Yeah, and it's still playing on Game Show Network. They have reruns. And every now and then I'll get a call from a friend being like, hey, I watch you on Game Show Network.
Really?
Yeah, my grandma finally caught it. She called me. Like, she was like, when it happened, she goes, oh, I can't wait to see it, you know? And she was watching it every day for a while. I was like, Grandma, it's going to be a minute. They recorded like 6 in that day.
Imagine I always wanted to be on Price is Right. That was my big thing.
You can still do it. Why not?
Well, you know, now who knows?
I'd love to. I met Drew Carey a couple times.
No, I wanted to do the Bob Barker thing.
Oh, yeah. Where you run down.
Yeah, and you run down and all the little games and everything. Like I would be like, you know, because I would go to the supermarket a lot with my family and I figured I had a really good sense of
how much margarine. I'm so glad you didn't make a Jew joke right there. You said it was your family upbringing and teaching you about prices, which would have made you have like the lowest price. You would have been able to determine the prices. Because,
no, I just had a general sense of
right.
All the
it wasn't. It wasn't a stereotype. It was because you.
No, it's because I went to. I like to go to the supermarket with my family all the time, and my dad was the best at supermarkets because he would always, you know, we'd have coupons, and you know, he would always shop for the greatest things, and he would always get in really good with the people that ran the produce section. So they would always hook him up with like the best produce. We'd like they would save like you know melons for him in
the back. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he was the man. He would always they loved. Him when they saw him coming, they would just be like, "Oh, Mookie!" And
oh my god, it's yeah, as
so,
dead.
And so yeah, so I would love going because when he walked into the supermarket, he was like a superstar.
Right,
everybody knew him, and so I would go to the supermarket all the time with him. And
that's
and
cool.
So, yeah, so but because you know he'd always go through the aisles, and he had like coupon, and you would just understand like the prices of everything, and understand, oh, this is actually good that you're getting a dollar off something that's $1.50. So now this, you know, this is back in the day. So you know, this Honey Nut Cheerios used to be $3, and now it's actually $1.50, and actually you get two of them, and this is great, you know. So now I understood that, you know. Anyway, I want to get on Price is Right, and I'm not. So.
I believe you can.
No, I don't want now. Now I know nothing. Like I'm going to say, oh, this margarine. I don't know. Why would you have this anyway? It's got oleic acid in it. It's disgusting.
Wow. You're going to go that far?
Yeah, it would be awful.
Before that, I'm pretty sure, like.
Land O'Lakes, do you know who owns Land O'Lakes? That's the PepsiCo company.
Oh, wow. I don't know, man. I have a sense that if you're under that kind of pressure with the lights and the adrenaline and all the people around you and Drew Carey calling your name out, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't know, but I'm saying I wouldn't know the prices.
I don't
like,
think
I,
you
I
would
only
think
know
clearly.
Whole Foods. I would be like, I know a grass-fed Kerrygold is $5.99, but I don't know what this fucking garbage, cheap, generic shit is.
I mean, you know, you see those clips of the guys, like the cop TV shows where there's the criminals with the guns pointed on them trying to have to make a decision about what to do. Can you imagine having the same thing under a game show premise and you're like, what, you want to decide how much the butter costs? Where is it? Yeah, you're selling $1?
Yeah, but then they do, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it because they're like, well, on Amazon, I could get this for $6.75.
Exactly.
And you know,
exactly.
Like this air purifier, yeah, $45.
It doesn't
bucks,
work
but really,
anymore.
But yeah, now
Drew,
like,
can I price match it from Best Buy or
Target? Like,
what are we doing here?
What, there's no price
The price
match.
Has just dropped at Walmart and now I've got to bet on this thing here. It's not accurate.
What about the Chinese knockoff for $6?
Wouldn't that be great?
For $3.
Could you imagine if you could sue the results of the price is right because you found out that the prices were different than in real life.
Really?
Than
I think what they should do instead of the price is right is like get the best price and then everybody could be on there just figuring, hey, oh my God, I just found free shipping, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
I found the eBay free shipping. The guy's in, you know, only 2 miles away and
oh,
I get to pick it up.
That's interesting.
And then Jew Powers, call the show Jew Powers. And then who can get the best price for everything.
Okay. I want it to be nationally syndicated.
It's a little anti-Semitic if you're not Jewish, so maybe only Jewish people could be on it.
I don't know. Segregation like that seems to be old school. Maybe we could just change it to, you know, a different sort of...
Wouldn't you be interested if a show was called Jew Powers?
Pretty sure.
Wouldn't you want to know at least what the hell it is?
Yeah, like, totally. But there's just no other show like that. Like, you're not going to see China Powers or Chinese Powers. You're not going to, you know, it would be really weird to see.
You're seeing Chinese powers in the election right now is what you're seeing.
Right. In that other world.
You're seeing batches of Chinese powers show up at 4 a.m. is what the hell's going on. So you're on a show called Baggy.
I was on a show called Baggy.
Steal his arm, steal his arm.
Oh man, I'm gonna send you an article on Orson Welles someday, and I need you to read it.
So you're on Baggy.
The idea was that, so on Baggy, what they do is they have you fill out this huge like form, you know, and each question is asking for like a secret about your life, something, you know, that would, you know, make it so that they could reveal it if they chose to. So, you know, in that case, you didn't know what they were gonna pick. And they had three pieces of baggage out of this huge 20-page, you know, questionnaire to pick from. So I was kind of like still in reality going, oh, I don't know what they're going to do. Let's see what happens. And they went through a whole process. You can tell they created a prop. They typed it out or whatever, had it printed out on a card, had it put into a briefcase, and then opened up all fashion, all fancy.
The million
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or no deal. And, like how it was Howie Mandel there.
Right. I'm gonna put this glove over my head. I played Santa Claus at a party. And I said it was like a business work thing, you know, really I think it was like a family function. And that wasn't a big deal except for the fact that I'm Jewish. So
Pulled that out as one of your baggage things?
My first piece
That's
of baggage.
Not really baggage. No, that's just – did you get paid as Santa?
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, it was interesting because
Jerry – so it was like I just did a gig.
It's a gig.
I just did a gig as Santa.
I took a gig. And Jerry goes, hey, so what was that like, you know, being Jewish but playing Santa? Was it like weird? And I was like, you know, it's a lot of guilt.
I took a gig doing a mullah once. I didn't know it was a mullah. I just thought it was a different kind of a hat. And next thing I know, I'm, you know, Allahu Akbar.
It's so funny. I
don't feel guilty because they pay me really well. And man, that shawarma was off the shit.
It wasn't bad. You know what I mean? I saw a great Family Guy cutaway where they're like, oh, we couldn't get any priests anymore in this Catholic church because, you know, the scandal. So we had a rabbi substitute. And the rabbi comes and he goes, yeah, your guy, my guy, here's some water. And, you know,
right, so that was your first baggage.
So the first piece of baggage was that, and then that was my response.
Which is nothing.
Nothing.
Ooh, was the girl cute?
Oh yeah, the girl was hot. I mean, she was like suburban valley girl hot, you know, like mall
just
hot.
Cute.
Still cute.
Cute,
yeah.
Cute. I would blonde, still, brunette.
Brunette. You know, kind of a golden amber brunette.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like
those. Was she short?
Yeah, short.
I always seem like they're always short.
Yeah, like I think they cast nice, her. They cast them that
could
way.
Could you tell her your tush? You measure your tush?
Yes, she was wrapped nicely.
Wonderful.
I
want to audition.
Yeah, I believe.
Like, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to go on some game show auditions because they don't wear Pampers at the game show. They can't.
Well, I'm going
to
reveal the secrets here. And if somebody from NBC wants to track me down.
Is this show still going on?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't checked.
It'd be a good show to go on. Now your baggage can be completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Many more things that other people could determine for
okay,
me.
So you're not. All right. So
but
you're at.
Between takes, the girl didn't care about us. Like there was no like difference between us like being attracted to her or not or like separated
she
from
was
her.
She just on there to get a check. And
yeah, we were all just on there to get a check. And they told us at the beginning, like, whoever wins, you don't have to go on a date with her. You will both get gift cards to go to Ruth Chris, and you can decide to go together, but you don't have to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And I almost talked to the guy, because I lost, actually, in the end.
Well, let's get to your second baggage. Your second baggage?
I've been trying to remember the second
remember.
Piece of baggage
okay, so
forever,
what's your third baggage?
So I don't remember. But I will say in the first round, the guy that got kicked off, his baggage, I remember now clearly, was his baggage was that his mother had to approve everybody he went on a date with, and that turned off the girl. So she kicked him off. And so then it was down to
that might be a turn on for some old fashioned kind of type. So
not this
might,
girl. Not I'll this tell girl. You that.
Those
that's for
Valley
sure.
girls, they this don't is, want this, they this don't want mama's boys.
Closer to like a
those Reseda chicks, they want a fucking man's man. They don't want those mama boys. Yeah, you know, Van Nuys, you better come with some ruckus. So you know, your mommy's in and can't be in the picture for those Van Nuys girls.
Do you remember
who's if you're in Panorama City, you've had to kill a couple of mothers if you want to date those girls.
Yeah, for sure. If you're in Panorama City,
going up to Sun Valley, you have to have murdered a whole litany of mothers before you're going to
date invested
somebody.
In a trailer.
And you keep going north and north. You go to Lancaster, you have to have like killed an entire cult. Like
and
it just
all your
keeps
teeth.
Getting worse.
Yeah,
the
way worse.
The farther north you go,
wherever you want to bury the bodies, don't live there. That's what I say. Once you find that spot in the desert, don't stay.
Yeah, they just get hardcore and hardcore. Okay,
yeah, so then we get down to this. It was funny. We got to this point in the show because there's segments, right? And, you know, the reason why I think I don't remember the second piece of baggage is because it didn't have any consequence. You know, the woman, I guess, could have decided to kick us off if it was that consequential, but they don't want her to. So they told her just to be like, oh, I like him anyway. And we go to the third section. And before that, we have like a little interview portion where Jerry kind of does Jerry, you know, like he did on his show. And he tries to, you know, get us to get riled up and have a little, you know, little beef banter, me and the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
And the other guy was kind of like, you know, a really effeminate kind of sort of what is it?
Metro.
Yeah. Metro was the word I was looking for. And he was super preened out, man. Like the dude had down to a T. Every hair on his eyebrow was plucked perfectly.
You want to hear the funny thing? I'm going to interject really quickly. I once went on a date with a girl. This is years ago. I went on a date with a girl and she was an esthetician. Mm. And we were getting hot and heavy. And we went back to her place and she was straddling me. And I thought like we were going to like, actually start to undress, and she decided she wanted to pluck my eyebrows, and she was drunk, so I had to endure. I was so desperate. I was like, you know, just say yes to the night. So I was, this girl was plucking eyebrows.
That's
I was
great.
I went through at least a good 3-4 minutes of eyebrow plucking, and then she almost passed out, and then nothing happened.
Oh, well, I mean, like,
I went through. So what was it? Yeah. So, I don't know why I brought that up. I just remembered eyebrow plucking. Yeah. Preened.
Yeah. Preening.
I once used to get my eyebrows done all the time, and it really does make your eyes pop.
Well, when my barber cuts my hair, he does the straight razor on my eyebrows too. Yeah, it's all part of it.
It's really nice. It makes my eyes just like, I mean, I look like, really
well, yeah, it makes your expressions more bold.
Yeah, it's great.
For sure.
And now I don't do it.
Especially if you can like move them, you know.
Oh, wow, that's really good. Ladies and gentlemen, JFA is really doing an amazing left eye, eyebrow, right eye. Oh my God. That's really impressive. Yeah. See, maybe this is why you're getting all these dates. That's what you're doing on the Zoom. And all the girls are like, JFA will move his, wow, that's really unbelievable.
Yeah,
I can't do any of that.
The third and fourth grade years learning how to do that, isolating
maybe
my muscles.
Maybe there's something on Reddit that says, go to this Jew in the valley and or Koreatown.
Yeah, let me teach you how to isolate your
dildo and show up naked on his Zoom or FaceTime, he will do the eyebrow thing for you. Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's a very unique skill, and I want to make an exclusive feature. Ladies, if you really want this, you have to earn it. Just kidding.
Stop it. What was your third baggage, for God's sake? Let's hear.
So my third bag, but I wanted to say, so we were in that portion where we were arguing, and the guy
with the metro dude. And the eyebrows.
Yeah, the metro with the eyebrows and me. And, you know, Jerry tried to set
us. I really wanted to hook up with that girl with the eyebrows, but it, you know, at that point I had to leave because I could have just stayed. I could have just stayed and woke up in the morning and maybe.
Right. Maybe, you know, had.
We always think back to what we could have done to at least get in there.
Why didn't you do that? You would have woken up and all your blackheads would have been gone. you would have gotten all the bags in your eyes would have gone.
If we can't have morning sex, could you at least
Botox?
Just something? Can you, I don't know.
Could you imagine if you go to bed with an esthetician and you wake up and you have a mask on and everything, like the cucumbers there, you're like, how did you get me here? What happened? Did you just kidnap me and take me to a spa in the middle of the night?
She's trimming your pubes or something. Right. Who knows?
I did have a girl that popped my, she was really drunk, but she felt the need to like pop a zit that she saw. And I was like,
well, that's a thing. They got to pop your back zits. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't have many of those.
So that's like a big thing.
It was on
thing.
My face, but it was like, she was like, I was like,
I don't know what that
stop
is.
Stop that.
Why do girls get so excited about the zit thing?
It took me out of the moment. I'll tell you that. I wasn't
really
hot and heavy after
that. Ladies, sexy, not popping of the zit.
Please.
You know, dildo naked girl is not trying to like pop zits.
Not on. Through the screen, that's
no.
for sure.
And
yeah,
she's not,
really
look,
weird.
She's not stopping and saying, wait, I want to get that. Okay. Yeah. So what's your third baggage?
So then
this is 20 minutes.
I've been trying to just get to what happened.
Would you just
so
tell
this
us
guy
what your
is yelling at me
is?
And Jerry says, are you going to respond to what he just said to you? He just said that you look like a worthless bum. I says, I don't even know why he's on there. He look at him. This should be gay baggage, not baggage. What is he here for? Does he really want her? Because I don't think so. At the end of the day, I think he wants me. And
that's rough.
And yeah, and so Jerry was like, oh my God, cut, cut, cut. And the producers came running in and they thought that they were going to come over to me and say, you can't say that. Yeah. That's so not PC. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. And that's what he was basically saying to me before they ran over. He goes, I am so sorry, Jonathan. They're going to have to make you change it. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You just can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, why would you think to say that? And his face and the way he was saying it was Jerry Springer. Yeah. And I'm like, dude.
Of all things, like, Jerry,
where did your morals appear from? Yeah. I mean, excuse me, you were the guy that were marrying trailer park midgets on screen. What? Anyways, he said all that, and then the producers didn't come to me and say all that he was expecting. They came to him and said, you don't say cut, we say cut. What are you doing? When we want them to be like this, there's a reason.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Yeah, it's insanity. Great. Yeah, it's great.
You know, and then they looked at me like, do it again. And
yeah,
like,
please call him gay yeah, baggage.
Go ahead, do it again. Gay bash this dude. And that's what they wanted. They thought it was, and so that's why apparently what they, I think, is why my show keeps getting reruns is because of some of the energy. Behind.
Okay. What was your baggage for God's sake? Oh
my
JFK?
God. So finally the third piece of baggage.
Jesus,
was
ladies
got me
and gentlemen, I'm
was,
so sorry. Is it taking forever to extract this guy's disgusting secret?
You
what
keep
is
cutting me off.
I do not keep cutting you off. So this girl, I think was Cambodian or was she Filipino? She was one of those different types of, wasn't Japanese. No, I think she was Thai. I think she was Thai. Oh, she was really cute. But
plucking your eyebrow,
plucking my eyebrow,
and she was cute, and you just couldn't pull. I mean, was there a part of you that kind of needed it?
Probably, maybe that's why.
I mean, like, was it like in the center she
I'm
was
also,
plucking, or the
maybe
whole?
Maybe it was a Jew thing. I'm like, I'm getting a free eyebrow pluck and getting sex. This is the best night
ever. You got
ever.
A hell of a bargain.
Okay, and so you know, the in baggage, my mind, my Price is Right going is like eyebrow pluck $40, and I pin. You know,
you're totally miscalculating all of it. You know, because an eyebrow pluck next to Whole Foods is a bit different than an eyebrow pluck next to the 99-cent store.
That's right.
So just the baggage said that I like to make fun of women's body parts in the bedroom.
That's awful.
I said, what? I didn't say that. And they yelled cut. That's when they yelled cut on me, you know? And the producer says, no, whatever it says is what you.
So you do make fun of.
I said, well, that's not what I said. They said, well, you said something like that. We wouldn't have put that card in there if you didn't say that.
How do you make fun
of girls? And then I said that. I was like, and the girl's looking at me because she's close enough to know what's going on, obviously. And so is the other contestant, the audience. Everybody's like on my side all of a sudden because I was like straight up very loud enough. I'm mic'd. And Jerry was on my side too. I said, no, I said, I like to tell jokes in the bedroom to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
And I was like, to the producers, you really think that I ever have a shot with any girl on the, any woman on the planet if I made fun of her body parts in the bedroom?
Are those boobies or mosquito bites?
Yeah, right? Is that a vagina or the Grand Canyon? Like, what are we doing here? You're like, that's terrible. Why would I do this? Flash flood warning. No, I would never make fun of women's body parts in the bedroom. That's terrible. No, but because really it was their show and their prop and their setup, they said, hey, if you can't say it, we can't pay you. And we don't want to scrap this, and they don't get paid either. You know, the contestants, everybody else on the crew and the audience probably got paid, whatever. But so then they rolled camera again, and I was like, she was like, really? You make fun of women's body parts in the bedroom? And but when she said it, because she's not the girl on the date, she wasn't a great actress. You could tell that she was like, really? Oh, I kind of liked you. And I'm like, yeah, I just think that, you know, it's assertive, you know. Don't you think I have a lot of confidence by telling you that, you know, your boobs are ugly?
You did not say that.
No, not like that. But I was so sarcastic that it was hard to believe me, right? And even like I could see it on Jerry's face. Everybody became an actor. We all just turned from what was a reality game show to acting.
But so you went ahead and said it. See, I would have, I'm like, I'm not saying
you
this.
You wouldn't
shit.
Have said it. And I was
How
pissed off.
How much were they paying you?
$500 for 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, I would have been like, well, then I'm walking off the set unless you change this fucking thing because I'm not going to have it go out there that.
Yeah, well, what was funny was one of my mentors is Russell Brand. And I remember that one of the shows that I think I told you about where I almost performed, almost opened up for him in front of like a crowd of 800.
Yeah.
After that show, even though he didn't have me do it, his assistant came over and says, hey, so Russell's going to clean up at the hotel. Then we're all going to get some dinner and everything is going to be great. Were you on the TV show Baggage?
That's
I was like, what? He goes, yeah, Russell was just in his hotel room before like the show or another show. And he said he saw you on a game show called Baggage.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, yeah, that was me. He goes, oh, I thought so. Yeah. Cause he also said, if this is where you're starting, mate, you can only go up from here, you know, in relation to my acting career and my life.
That's pretty as low as you can start.
Yeah.
Is, making fun of women's body parts.
Oh. It was brutal. But then I asked, I was like, what do I do with that story? Russell was like, turn it into a comedy bit. You have stand-up material.
My baggage would have been like, I make fun of estheticians' brow plucking skills when they're straddling me.
Yeah. Oh, no. So to wrap up the story, it was crazy. So they were giving us Ruth Chris gift cards if we won. So they gave it to the effeminate guy and the girl.
The effeminate guy won?
Yeah. And they didn't go on the date. I was this close to convincing him to give me his gift card because it would happen to be also my brother's birthday. It was, I remember, you know, June 17th.
What would if I lost, I still would have tried to get the girl's number.
I did get the girl's number.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you go out on a date with her?
I didn't, but I still got the number. I was hoping they would pay me and I would take her out on the date. That was our joke with each other.
Did they pay you?
A month later.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, I'm sorry. 3 months later.
That's about
they
right.
said to us in the contract, it may show up 90 days later, but it's NBC Universal, so that's highly unlikely. We'll probably pay you within 2 weeks.
Yeah, no.
90 days to the day.
And
what was funny was I had my landlord for the first 2 months. I paid fine. He knew what was going on. But I said, hey, you know what? I think around month three, I'm going to get this check around this time. Will you be cool with me paying rent then? Or this half of it. And he was like, yeah, I'm sure. But then 1 day went by, 2 days go by. You know, and
hey man, you gotta know, you can never guarantee rent off of acting checks
because those things, residuals are terrible.
They never come.
That was my experience.
What do you mean?
That.
They're now always, they always, yeah. always, they always will take for fucking ever.
Oh yeah. So they that never, that blew.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't even decide, they just decide not to pay you. That's actor's life, man. Sometimes they're we ran out of money. You can't get paid.
Is anything else? Oh yeah, I do want to give a shout out to my friends who are mourning Alex Trebek. He's gone. What is the big game show in the sky? He had an illustrious career and amazing
good old
life.
Alex. I just want to point out for the record that it was only you announced Sean Connery at 90, but maybe a week or so later he bit it. Did you not find that a little odd?
Yeah.
It was a month or so after this?
Yeah, it was August, and I said, hey, happy birthday.
It was in August. It was in September.
No, his birthday was in August. I said it was a little late.
At the end of September.
Yeah.
It was like two episodes ago.
Right, yeah.
You said, happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, because it was his birthday I found out that day of that episode.
A couple weeks after.
He was dead.
So please do not wish anybody a fucking happy birthday.
Oh, that's a good point. That's ridiculous. Alex died already, so I guess I can say that he had condolences.
Good old
rest
Alex.
In peace. I used to watch Jeopardy religiously.
Yeah, right. Watch Jeopardy.
My grandmother and I, and we would, you know, just, it was funny competing with her. If she got an answer wrong just before I did, she'd be like, I got you, you know, you know, I was like, all right, grandma, you're into it. But Trebek was always, constant. And, you know, I heard a great story that Stephen Colbert said where, at the end of his show, the Colbert Report, when he was wrapping up the whole series, he had this idea like way in advance that how he wanted to do it was being on a sleigh. With Santa Claus, and Abraham Lincoln and ride off into the sunset. And then he told this to Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart was like, well, you need like a fourth person. He goes, yeah, but who else would I want to spend eternity with? And instantly Jon Stewart replied, Alex Trebek. And so then, you know, Colbert called Alex Trebek and said, hey, I want him to do this sketch with him. He goes, oh yeah, of course. But he goes, why did you think of me? Why me? You know, and he goes, you know, well, cause I thought about it and it was like, you know, you're a legend up there with like, you know, iconic status of like Jesus and Santa and Abraham Lincoln. Like, there's a nature about you. You were like one of the nicest people on the planet and nobody can deny that. So yeah.
Aww.
How sweet is that?
Aww. Aww. That's wonderful. Yeah. I bet you he's married to an esthetician or was. Maybe that's why he just had enough.
If you've been enjoying Free Brightness, we encourage you to tell your friends and your family, regardless of their political leanings, regardless of their feelings about estheticians.
The election's getting flipped, people. Don't riot. Please don't burn things again. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to say exactly what the same thing that the writer's saying, and that's count all the votes and make sure the legal process goes through as their rights say they are.
Oh, it's going to be really rude awakening.
I mean, hey, if they're wrong, they're wrong. If they're right, they're right. Is that not what you want? If the courts end up settling it and it becomes a crazy... All right, hey, Isaac, if you find out that it's corrupt on the other side, are you going to be upset too?
No. Wherever the corruption is, get rid of it.
Okay. So either way. Across the board, it turns out that there's a libertarian. They're corrupt. Get rid of them.
Libertarians are... It's impossible for a libertarian to be corrupt because they're too busy saying, please leave me alone. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've finally got to the end of this long-ass podcast. We've been here for 4 hours. You know the shot of God that stopped us? It stopped us after 2 hours of rambling. JFA's on his phone. I'm looking at esthetician.com for my next date while browsing for oolong tea.
Your eyebrows look amazing.
They do?
Yeah, I really got to say, she did some really good work in that short amount of time she had with you. I paid her some really good money to pass out.
Oh, that was you?
All I
didn't
I
even knew
to
you.
Do was to do the eyebrow prank, but apparently she found something about you very attractive. You know, your effervescence. And there you were, being straddled by the person that all I wanted her to do was pluck your eyebrows. I didn't plan for her to
was very preeny pruny back in the day. I should have been on that show. I would have gotten the date with the girl from Reseda.
Yeah.
She would have picked me. All right, JFA, anything else before we let our wonderful audience go? We're probably not going to have one before Thanksgiving. So
enjoy your turkey day.
Enjoy your turkey day and do not eat outside and do not refrain from singing and do not do any nonsense of under six people. Have yourself a Thanksgiving. Have a Thanksgiving.
I'm going to try to.
Or invite me if you're wondering because I don't know if I have any plans.
I'm just going to kind of try to mirror Isaac as we described earlier in the episode of sorts and give people the opportunity to be grateful and have a normal Thanksgiving possibly of sorts, whatever that means. Try your best to find a way to enjoy your family and whatever traditions and just forget about the bullshit for a moment and just be in the space of the love and the possibility. Because a lot of the things we talk about, Isaac, is energy, right? And at the end of the day, Thanksgiving is about having a good the traditional trappings of it, even though you want to get into the story is shitty, but the trappings of it, the gratitude stuff,
yes,
all of that.
Gratitude and
thankfulness.
We have to well, let's just erase the fact of we murdered and created a genocide for the people that were here before us. And let's just say thanks for
the dichotomy of the Free Brightness podcast on full display, everybody. Look at this, the cynicism versus the gratitude. All right, everybody, enjoy your week, and we will talk to you soon.
God bless. Flipping. Bye.
Maybe.
Flipping.
Count all the votes.
Flipping.
Count all the votes. Count all the votes.